Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Manifestation Therapy, your trusted source for wisdom on the universal principles and the transformative magic integrating manifestation with the people that you support. I'm your host, Judy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this enlightening journey with you. In every episode, we'll unravel the timeless secrets of the universe, explore the art of conscious creation, and dive deep into manifestation therapy's incredible potential. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or just starting your quest for a more abundant and fulfilling life for yourself and your clients, this podcast will support your growth, inspiration, and empowerment. So let's ignite the power within, align our thoughts with the energy we desire, and be our best potential. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy's podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Manifestation Therapy, where I explore the things that shape our lives, minds, and the way we view the world. I'm your host, Judy. Today, I want to talk specifically about manifestation. It's a concept that's probably been all over your social media feeds, but it also has roots that go far deeper than an Instagram reel. So, what is manifestation? In the context of personal development and spirituality, manifestation often refers to the process of bringing a thought, a desire, or an intention into reality through focused mental and emotional energy. This involves aligning one's thoughts, beliefs, and actions to attract desired outcomes, a concept that's been popularized in various self-help and spiritual teachings. And some of them are pretty good. But the word manifest, it means to make clear, to prove beyond a doubt, or to make evident or certain by showing or displaying. I looked it up. I know. Manifestation is actually the act of making something that is desired a reality through intentional actions. You notice there's nothing mentioned about magic or woo-woo. Although I will say a lot of people practice various forms of spiritual woo-woo-ness activities in order to experience the feeling of reaching and aligning their energy, thoughts, and emotions and actions with what they're seeking. For example, some may light a candle while focusing on what they want to see happen. Sounds pretty magical, doesn't it? Sounds like the occult. However, in religions, this is also used across many cultures and faiths to symbolize intention, prayer, and connection with the divine. Lighting a candle often resembles illumination, clarity, and the channeling of energy or prayers towards a higher power. It's not actual magic or occult. For example, candles are used in churches to symbolize Christ as the light of the world. Lighting a candle during prayer represents offering one's intentions or petitions to God. It's also used in Hinduism. It's also seen as a way to keep focus and create a sacred atmosphere. Now, in the occult, lighting a candle while visualizing a desired outcome is a common practice. It's considered witchcraft, spellcraft, or used in manifestation rituals. This is thought to help focus mental energy and send it into the universe for realization, and also because it represents the element of fire. Don't those two things sound an awful lot alike? So these practices can be used to focus intention, but they are not the meaning of manifestation at all. However, they do have core connection to the universal principles. Now, at its core, manifestation is about turning your thoughts, desires, or intentions into reality. But it's not magic. It's the process of aligning your energy, thoughts, and actions to bring about change. The concept of manifestation isn't new. It's rooted in ancient spiritual practices. In Hinduism and Buddhism, the idea of karma is tied to manifestation. You reap what you sow. In Hermetic philosophy, the law of correspondence, which is as above, so below, hints at the power of inner and outer alignment. And then there's authors in the 19th century who influenced, I can't believe I have to say 19th century, it makes me feel so old, but they influenced the New Thought movement. Think of Think and Grow Rich with Napoleon Hill or The Secret with Wanda Bryan. I haven't mentioned Neville Goddard, but a lot of his books really do tie in with the universal principles and manifestation. And then there is social media. If you've ever scrolled through TikTok or Instagram, you've probably seen the manifestation tag paired with dreamy affirmations and success stories. All these people saying they make so much money now with their fancy cars and their fancy houses that they probably Airbnb, but there are viral affirmations like, I don't chase, I attract. But what are these posts really telling us? And are they even true? It makes it way too simple, first off, which is why I created manifestation therapy for supportive professionals to understand better the principles and how to work with manifestation in their practice, because it doesn't have to be magic. It's all about understanding energy. Manifestation isn't just saying, I want $1 million and expecting it to show up. And it's not about just finding the right parking spot, although I love that part. A lot of online content skips the deeper work behind the process, like the mindset shifts and the habits that you need to start and the understanding of energy and how it all works. The connection of what's going on in your head and your body and your emotion with what you're getting out in the environment. It's not as simple as CBT, where how we change how we think changes how we feel. It's more about the connection of everything with energy. So CBT makes it too simple as well. The pros of manifestation and social media include that, well, social media has introduced a new generation to spiritual concepts and encouraged people to think about their goals and dreams. It's made it huge, and it's amazing to see. But it also can create an unrealistic expectation or turn manifestation into this toxic positivity. It's kind of ignoring challenges instead of working through them. And it's really important that you clear whatever's been held within. So let's review the universal principles with manifestation, because manifestation isn't just in a vacuum. It's connected to the 12 universal principles. These are laws that govern our energy and reality, and they are included in what I created with manifestation therapy. Think of the universal principles as a framework for understanding how manifestation actually works. Like the first law of divine oneness, everything is connected. What you do, think, or feel impacts others and the collective energy of the universe. So cultivating positive energy to create ripple effects supports the creation of intentional desires. It is manifestation in action. And then with the law of vibration, where everything has energy, manifestation is about aligning our energy with what we want to bring into our life. Everything is always moving, and our manifestations are always happening. Then we have the law of resonance, where we align energetically with whatever we are experiencing ourselves to support how important it is to do the inner work, to raise our frequency to match our desires. With the law of correspondence, we recognize that as above, so below. Our inner world reflects our outer world and vice versa. That's why mindset shifts are crucial. Because if you're constantly thinking, feeling negative, you're going to constantly have that in your outer world as well. It's why when we have a really bad day, we kind of attract more people talking about their bad days. And then there's cause and effect. Every choice has a consequence. Manifestation is also about the actions that we take to bring our dreams to life. With the law of blessings or compensation, we get back what we give. So if you put out gratitude, generosity, or love, you're going to receive a lot more of that in manifestation. And the big one, the law of attraction. It's everywhere. Like attracts like, and it is true, but this works when it's backed by clear intention and aligned action. It can attract negative as much as you can attract positive if you're in that headspace. You manifest what you are and how you feel. The law of polarity defines life with contrasts, light and dark, positive and negative, good and bad, although I don't really like using those terms, and I'm not going to get into that right now, but they're not good terms, and I just used good. Recognizing duality helps us understand balance and how challenges can fuel our growth. And then with the law of perpetual transformation, we know that energy is always changing, and so are we. Manifestation requires adaptability and trust in the process. This is the primary focus in manifestation, understanding change can and will happen, so setting intentions around that. And it's important to constantly look where you are versus where you were. Celebrate those little wins. With the law of rhythm, we recognize how everything happens in cycles, seasons, emotions, even success. Trusting the rhythm of life keeps us patient and grounded while we wait for the manifestation to become our reality. Sometimes things unfold exactly when they're meant to. It's about releasing control and trusting the universe's timing. It's not always the easiest to do. So it's about finding ways that we can practice our patience or see how things have changed. In the law of gender, we are able to understand the importance of balance. Balance between masculine action and logic and feminine with intuition and creative energies for our manifestation to focus. What does the meaning of manifestation have to do with you or with your clients if you're a supported professional? It's about the practical steps. Find clarity. You need to get crystal clear on what you want and why you want it. Otherwise, it's kind of like reading a book without a plot, without a theme. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. Practice mindset shifts. Reframe all those limiting beliefs. Figure out where they come from, release them, and focus on what's possible. Maintain some energy alignment using tools like affirmations, visualizations, and I know I say it all the time, but gratitude helps to raise your own energetic vibration. You want to keep intentional in your actions. Manifestation is co-creation. So take inspired steps towards your goals. Instead of, you know, there was this story about a woman who wanted to win the lottery and she told her whole town that she was going to win the lottery. Everything was going to go just as planned. She told them the amount. She put it into practice. She wrote herself checks. She did all of that. But she didn't actually buy a lottery ticket. So keep intentional in your actions. Manifestation is co-creation. Take inspired steps towards your goals. You have to actually do things to get something. If you're wanting a new job and you put it out there to the universe, I want a new job. I'm going to think positive about this new job. Well, maybe sometimes people will just have it land on their lap and it could happen. But if you're not applying for jobs, how are you going to get it? Pretty much, you have to put the work in. Have patience and trust, which includes celebrating the little wins. Manifestation isn't always instant. Trust the process and stay open. And you also want to find awareness through self-reflection. Ask yourself, am I in alignment with what I want? Are my thoughts, emotions, and actions supporting this? Manifestation is a practice, not a quick fix. It's about aligning your energy, actions, and mindset to create the life you desire, guided by universal laws. Manifestation integrates beautifully into therapy, which is why I created manifestation therapy. When it's approached as a tool for empowering our clients to recognize their agency, align their mindset, and shift their behaviors to align with their goals, it works. I developed manifestation therapy with the universal principles for this purpose, to build awareness and intention, to clear limiting beliefs, and to find your full potential. In therapy, clients often struggle with clarity about what they truly want. Manifestation practices can help them identify goals rooted in their authentic desires rather than societal pressures or past conditioning. For example, during a session, a therapist might guide a client in identifying their ideal outcome using visualization exercises or asking them to imagine not just the result, but the feelings associated with achieving it. What will they look like? How will they feel differently? What will happen differently in their day? You can give clients some homework to build on their self-awareness and perception, always with the intention of increasing self-love and helping them understand who they are and where they are. So some things like journal prompts, such as, if anything were possible, what would I create for myself? Or it can be to discover what prevents them, what limits their moving forward. I cannot reach my goals today because of, or if I reach my goals, the worst thing that could happen is. Journaling prompts like, if anything were possible, what would I create for myself? Or it could be to discover what prevents them, like, I cannot reach my goals today because of, or if I reach my goals, the worst thing that could happen is. I always encourage my clients to use affirmations that they believe. By creating truthful, heartfelt affirmations rooted in the desired outcome, it reframes negative self-talk and supports change. Again, think of the law of perpetual transformation. We aren't meant to have negative self-talk. Those nasty, critical things we say to ourselves come from imprints in our childhood, our youth, or could even perhaps come from our adult years and experiences. But naturally, we're not meant to have those. No baby comes out thinking it is unworthy or unlovable. In the therapeutic process, manifestation emphasizes aligning conscious desires with subconscious programming, which is critical in therapy. Techniques like brain spotting, EMDR, or hypnosis can help clients uncover and rewire subconscious blocks that prevent them from moving forward. For example, if a client is struggling to manifest a healthy relationship, they might have unresolved trauma from past connections. Therapy, not coaching, can address those root issues while helping them set clear intentions for what they want in future relationships. I'm not saying coaching is negative, but it has a place, just as therapy does. I have mentioned brain spotting before, and even after taking a recent EMDR training, it is my go-to. I offer it to my therapeutic clients when I can, as well as in coaching sessions, because it doesn't have to be about trauma. Brain spotting helps clients connect with their intuitive knowing, releasing blocks tied to past experiences. The brain knows how to heal. And while they process where they need to be, and what their brain does is rewires to support their intentional manifestations. So brain spotting is all about the client undergoing the process of healing themselves while you attune and energetically support their process. Of course, there's also the importance in guided meditations. Visualization exercises to reinforce positive outcomes and align energy. These do not need to be long and drawn out. They can be simply something like a body scan or a guided storyline of where the individual wants to be to gain the experiential feeling and increase the energetic path towards where they are hoping to go. So, the 12 universal principles provide a structure for understanding life's patterns, making them valuable in therapy, and for self-reflection and creating meaningful change. Teaching clients about the law of cause and effect by building an on-awareness of how previous choices have led to current situations helps someone see how their daily habits contribute to their outcomes. You don't need to express the law of cause and effect as a universal principle to do so. You can just guide clients to understand choices led to outcome. It builds on accountability and empowerment. It's probably something a lot of you already do with your clients. But now you can see that it's a universal principle. It's the law of cause and effect. We want to support the shifting of energy and mindset. Manifestation teaches that energy and mindset shape our reality. Manifestation therapy naturally focuses on shifting negative patterns into healthier ones, which aligns perfectly with this principle. So a therapist might notice a client ruminating on failures, reinforcing a cycle of self-sabotage. Through CBT or mindfulness techniques, they can help the client redirect their focus to possibilities rather than limitations. Gratitude practices to cultivate a higher vibration, encouraging clients to write down three things they're grateful for daily, or even just think of them and feel them. I always give this as homework with my new clients, especially when they struggle with symptoms of depression or grief. Teaching clients to identify and interrupt negative thought spirals using grounding techniques. But first, they need to be aware. They need to check in with what their body tells them, what their nervous system does, prior to the reaction that these big emotions initiate. Before the negative spiral cognitively happens, there's an emotion that is triggered, and before that, the body tells them that it's happening. Remember, manifestation isn't just about positive thinking. It requires actionable steps towards goals. Therapy sessions in manifestation therapy can help clients set SMART goals, such as specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound goals. That's what that stands for, which aligns with their manifestation. A client manifesting a career might explore practical steps like updating the resume, networking, or developing new skills. Using visualization techniques paired with this goal setting, like imagine your ideal job. What's one action you can take this week to get closer to it? That would be the masculine energy in the law of gender, by the way. And it also helps with accountability by having them check in on their inspired actions each session to reinforce their progress. What have you done since the last session towards that goal? Manifestation therapy emphasizes alignment, but fear, doubt, or trauma can cause resistance. Therapy offers a safe space for clients to process and release these emotions. Coaching should never claim to heal trauma. It can be supportive in life, but trauma belongs with the trauma modality in therapy. A client with abuse in their childhood may be struggling to manifest self-love and might uncover deep-seated shame or a belief that they are unworthy. Therapy can help untangle these beliefs and replace them with empowering ones. Brain spotting, EMDR, somatic experiencing, I've heard of rapid transformational therapy. All of these things use approaches or mindfulness to release stored tension, somatically held trauma, and it creates alignment with what we are experiencing in our bodies, emotions, and cognitive processing. Intuition, of course, is also important. And intuition is not woo-woo or magic either. We all have it, both men and women. Many manifestation practices highlight the importance of listening to your intuitive guidance. Therapy can support this by helping clients to reconnect with their intuition, especially Many manifestation practices highlight the importance of listening to intuitive guidance. Manifestation therapy can support this by helping clients to reconnect with their intuition, especially if they've learned to ignore it due to past trauma or external validation seeking. Again, brain spotting can amplify clients' intuitive insights. It helps them learn to trust their inner wisdom when making decisions. Exercises that promote mindfulness and body awareness also build on this. It helps clients recognize the physical sensations tied to their intuition. Reflective questioning, such as, what does your gut tell you about this situation? Or what does your parent intuition say is the answer? Or even, what is your body telling you that you need to know right now? Manifestation encourages living in alignment with one's values and desires, which is a cornerstone of many therapeutic approaches like manifestation therapy. A client may realize they've been manifesting a career success, but feel unfulfilled because their goals were not tied to their core values. Maybe they're reaching for financial success instead of success in being happy, because you can have both. Big shocker. Therapy can actually help realign their intentions. In manifestation therapy, actual manifestation can be a powerful tool for self-awareness, empowerment, and action. By integrating principles like energy alignment, intuitive guidance, and practical steps, supportive professionals can help clients create meaningful change while staying grounded in their unique journeys. So that's manifestation. It's about getting what you want by changing the way you think, feel, and energetically experience the world within and around you. It is possible. to reach your full potential. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate, reach out. Check out my new book, Manifestation Therapy, that covers all of the steps in this process. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, or LinkedIn, and don't forget to like and share this episode. Please leave a review. It helps me. And until next time, bye.